Thank you, Master. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. In verse 1. Did you get refreshed, renewed, reconnected? Yeah. Got a couple anyways. It's important to get reconnected. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Let's speak it together, please. Hallelujah. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ. In other words, servants to the anointing. We are servants to the anointing. Amen? If you're a servant of Christ, you're a servant to the anointing. The anointing doesn't serve you. You serve the anointing. And stewards of the mysteries of God. So we are servants to the anointing, and we are stewards to the unveiled revelations, which are known as mysteries of God. Everybody with me? Now, these unveiled revelations are internal and external. These are called internal and external revelations, which is the name of the title. That way you don't have to ask me later, what's the name of the title? In verse 2, moreover, it was required in stewards that one be found what? Faithful. In other words, consistent. But with me, it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you or any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God. Internal and external revelation. And what is revelation? It is the unveiling of a mystery. That's what it is. It's unveiling. In other words, it's being exposed. Now, there are many who try to... there are revelations brought across people's paths, but they're not interpreted. Because without the Spirit of God, you can't interpret revelation. Now, you can see it, but you can't interpret it. Amen? Matthew 13. Jesus explains this. Hallelujah. Matthew 13, verse 1. Everybody there? Let's speak it. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. And great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, some of the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came to him, and he said, they asked, why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the what? the mysteries or the internal workings of the kingdom of God. The internal workings of the kingdom of God. But to them it has not been given. Is everybody with me? For whoever has to him, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they what? They do not see. And hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For surely I say to you, many prophets and righteous men desire to see what you see and did not see, and hear what you hear and did not hear. The followers of Jesus are given to know the internal workings of the kingdom of God. That's called internal revelation. But the others, they receive external revelations, but they're not able to interpret it, are they? They're not able to understand it, because you can't do that without the Spirit of the living God. 1 Corinthians 14. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1. Internal and external revelation. Let's speak it. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may what? Prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks what? Mysteries, unveiled revelations or mysteries, which is within. It's an internal revelation. When you speak in tongues, you get an internal revelation, not an external revelation. Not saying that you can't express it to become external, but many people who don't have the Spirit are not going to receive what that revelation you got. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesy, for he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he what? Interprets, that the church may receive edification or revelation. So when you interpret a tongue, or when you get a tongue and a mystery is revealed within you and you express it, what are you doing? You're interpreting it. Prophecy is nothing but interpretations of tongues. Why? Because we have the Spirit now. When the Spirit of the Lord in the Old Testament came upon individuals, they got revelation. And the Spirit would interpret for them so that they can speak the words of God. They could tell things of coming. Internal revelation, dreams, visions, internal revelations. But then there's external revelations. Amen? You know, right now we're watching external revelations. You know, I was with a believer doing some work at her house. Sweet woman of God, Spirit-filled. But didn't know what was really going on. I said, well, are you watching what God is doing? He's doing all kinds. He's using this man, Trump. Trump's not God. I said, you're right, he's not God. But you're not interpreting what's happening. She wasn't getting revelation at all. The only thing revelation she got is Jesus is Lord, which is sufficient. But she was all concerned and worried about everything that's going on. She says, and I, so we ended up speaking for about 30 minutes. And she said, please send me this information. So I text her Eternal Library and a couple other things. I mean, she goes, where are you getting all this stuff? I said, from the Lord. Revelation. Praying in the spirit with interpretation. But she was blown away. She was, I'm going to call you back out here again. Anyway, she brought me in her house. She started showing me all this work she wants us to do. But she doesn't have the money yet. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? I said, okay, well, whenever you're ready. Okay, praise God. But it was quite interesting. You know, because there's so many people out there that do not have internal revelation. They don't have it. Now, they may see things and hear things and may understand some of them, but don't get the internal revelation from it. Amen? So what's God doing right now? He's exposing all. Listen, end time is a time of external revelation and hope that people interpret it to become internal revelation. There'll be signs and wonders. There'll be all kinds of things, disasters. People are going to freak out. Why? Because they don't have revelation. I mean, even our own families are that way. We've got some of our own. They have no revelation. Oh, they believe that there's a Jesus. That there's a Jesus. But Jesus is not their Lord. Because they never had internal revelation. Amen? Does everybody get it? Hallelujah. Okay, let's go a little further. Remember, internal revelation is unveiled mystery. Things have been held, which is released and then interpreted. Let's go to Ephesians 3. Verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you, how that by what? Revelation, exterior, interior. He made known to me the mystery, the unveiling, as I have briefly written already. By which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be what? Fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel. Through the what? Gospel. Now, the gospel is written internal revelation. Does everybody get it? It's written internal revelation, but not everybody will understand it, will they? Because without the Spirit of God, you're not going to interpret it. Of which I became a minister according to the gift of grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power. By internal revelation, unveiled mystery was added to the gospel of Paul. It's the gospel of Christ, but Paul received revelation. Galatians chapter 1. Internal revelation. Ephesians chapter 1. I'm sorry. Where did I say to go? Well, yeah, go to Galatians 1, will you? Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. Everybody cool? No, you're hot. Everyone say I'm hot. Praise God. Verse 6. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. who, or a different message, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. In other words, they want to pervert the revelation of Jesus Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be what? Accursed. Why? Because it was internal revelation that it was written and then preached so that others could get internal revelation. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bound servant of what? Of Christ. Let's go a little further. But I want to make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to men. Why? It's according to internal revelation of the Spirit. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it. Now, this is so powerful. He didn't receive it from a man, and it wasn't taught to him. But it came through what? The revelation of Jesus Christ. Internal revelation. Does everybody get it? The gospel through internal revelation. From internal to external. What was done was put on writing. Then it became even though it was an internal revelation written down, it became an external revelation to those who read it until it was interpreted and then became internal. Is everybody okay? Romans chapter 16, 25. Is everybody there? Now to him who is able to what? Establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of everlasting God for obedience to faith. To God alone wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever and ever and ever and ever, unveiling of the eternal truth by the interpretation of scriptures. Why? Because scriptures are what? Internal revelation written. Then it becomes external revelation until interpreted, then internal revelation. All right, let's try this again. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. So just to let you know, this is why some people don't get it yet. They never had true internal revelation. Or what they've had was stolen. I mean, you know, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We battle with that all the time. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1. Is everybody there? Verse 7. Let's speak it together. Ephesians 1, 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will. Wow. According to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things together to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance till the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. from, again, from internal to external. With what? Understanding or interpretation. Proverbs 29. See, when people don't understand things, sometimes it's because they can't interpret them. When you understand certain things, you're able to interpret it. Proverbs 29. You know, when you, if you're talking to someone, that someone's speaking another language, you'd like to know what the heck they're saying, don't you? I mean, I get calls all the time. Or you call someplace or business, whatever, and a person can't speak partial English, and you don't understand what the heck they're saying. So you want to tell them, get on, you know, I don't get it. I don't know what you're saying. So, and you don't want to agree with anyone because you could be agreeing with something really bad. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no what? What's revelation? Unveiling of what? Mysteries. The people cast off restraint. Why? Because they're not getting internal revelation. It's not bringing encouragement to them. But happy is he who keeps the law. So when you get internal revelation, you get refreshed. You get renewed again. Even if it's taken from eternal, when you interpret it correctly, it becomes what? Internal. And when you take it from external, sorry. There's too many eternals. Without unveiling of truth, discouragement will come and restraints will fall or fail. Without what? Without unveiling of truth, which revelation, discouragement will come and the restraints will fail or they'll be removed. John chapter 5. Everybody hot? John chapter 5. Verse 31. John chapter 5, verse 31. Hallelujah. Let's speak it. Jesus said, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another who bears witness of me, and I know the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Yet I did not receive testimony from man, but I say these things that you may be saved. He was the burning and shining lamp, and you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater witness than John's. For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor have seen his form. But you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you what? May have life. So these are individuals that know the scriptures, but not internal revelation. See, Jesus was the walking external revelation, carrying everything eternally with him. There wasn't anything he didn't know, and there wasn't anything he couldn't do. He walked in every type of reality and every dimension all at one time. And he could release whatever he wanted to release. He could open ears and eyes and hearts. There wasn't anything he couldn't do. and there isn't anything he can't do. Amen. But he told these gentlemen, why? Because Jesus is the external living revelation that carried all eternal, eternal revelation in his temple. But not many people, even when they saw him, they still didn't get it. Look at how many Roman soldiers were around the cross. Jesus manifested the greatest external revelation on the cross. When people saw that, you know what happened? It became internal revelation. They fell to their knees and repented. That's going to happen again. That's going to happen again. The word tells us that. When he shows up, people are going to repent because it was him that they pierced. Romans chapter 1. Verse 18. Hallelujah. Starting at verse 18, can we speak it together? For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Now, wait a minute. Is the wrath of God external revelation? Because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. So these are individuals that have had internal revelation and refused it, rejected it, or exchanged it, sold it out. Verse 20, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are what? Without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Whoa, they rejected eternal revelation, the external revelation of Jesus Christ. They rejected it. At one time, they had internal revelation, and they exchanged it out. They sold it out. They sold their souls. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Hallelujah. So the wrath of God is external revelation. And hope people will come to repentance, amen, and get internal revelation. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutals, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than love of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people do what? Turn away. Why? They do not have internal revelation. And what's the Bible say? Bad company corrupts what? Good habits. Associations bring impartations. No revelations. No internal revelation from God. Or if they had it, it was sold out. And this is the fruit of it. They become lovers of themselves instead of lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 4. verse 1. First Timothy 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly, in other words, yow! He's letting everybody know. Expressly says that in the latter time, some will depart from the faith. Or in other words, they will depart from the internal revelation that they've had. Giving heed to what? Deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Ooh. Speaking lies and hypocrisy. Having their own conscience what? Seared with a hot iron. In other words, no conviction. They shut the door. They chose to stop receiving and hearing. They will not allow conviction to enter them. They will not allow internal revelation to happen. Forbidding to marry and condemning, commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and by what? Prayer. Seared conscience. When one person backslides and begins to allow the enemy to steal internal revelation, or they exchange internal revelation for worldly revelation, for fulfillment of the flesh, their enemy's purpose is to get you to a place, or get any human to a place, or especially believers. He's after believers, not after unbelievers. He's already using unbelievers. He's after me and you. He wants us to get a hardened heart to reject internal revelation. And pridefulness. Pride will harden heart. Well, I know this. I'm better than this. I. The I syndrome. It's all about me. When it's supposed to be all about you. It's all about Jesus. Amen? So that's what the enemy's trying to do all the time. Get us to reject internal revelation. Or steal internal revelation. Amen? Seared conscience, rebelling against the eternal revelation of God Almighty, whether it's internal or external, they will not accept it until most likely the wrath of God comes or they fall into a dangerous circumstance. I've spoken to many people, all of a sudden they've gotten cancer, they got sick, this and whatever, and the first thing I say to them is, God got your attention. Yeah, got my attention now. Now they're looking for internal revelation. And I'm going to close at Revelation 22. Hallelujah. Revelation 22, verse 12. Jesus said what? And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter it through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs, sorcerers, sexual immoral and murderers, idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie. In other words, they are without internal revelation. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Yes, demonic revelation. There is a revelation from the powers of darkness. It's called demonic revelation, which brings a false reality. When people fall into a false reality because they've accepted a demonic revelation. Amen? Internal and external revelations. To God be the glory. And Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. You know, think about something. One, demonic music is always trying to bring a demonic revelation. Why? Because it messes with your emotions. It messes with your emotions. See, people live by emotion instead of by the Spirit. Making choices by emotions is very deadly. There must be a peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. That's the emotion. Amen? So, Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We repent for any area where, Lord, where we rejected internal revelation or even external revelation that you're trying to bring to us. And we ask, Lord, that you wash us with the blood of the Lamb, heal us with the stripes of Jesus, restore us and renew us and reconnect us with eyes open, ears open, and a heart open to receive revelation from you in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give somebody a hug and tell them, you got it.